Welcome to the Wisconsin's Weekend Morning News Business Journal Week in Review. We are joined, as always, by senior reporter at the Milwaukee Business Journal, Rich Kirchen. Hello, Rich. Happy Sunday.
Hey, Adam. Great to be here.
All right. So we got a lot to hit on this week, and I want to start with the headline from Drew in the Business Journal caught the eye, I think, of all of us here at the station. Milwaukee landing a convention that is known in convention world as the Super Bowl of events. What is this and why is it called the Super Bowl of events?
Yes, so the news is not that the RNC is coming back. In fact, it's an organization called the American Society of Association Executives. And these are the people who plan events and schedule conventions. So it's something where not only does Milwaukee get, and this is not happening till 2034, but they're expecting about 4,200 guests to come in, which has an economic impact during the event itself. But the other thing is that the host cities of these events typically get about 20% of those 4,000 visitors to book events in their town. So that's why in the convention industry, it's considered a very big deal.
I was going to say that's a 10-year window to start preparing for this. Do you think all of that's necessary?
I have no doubt that they will be ready 10 years from now for this event at the Baird Center. A lot of conventions are booked years in advance. Typically, it's more like 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 years. So this is unusual, but that's how they do it there at the American Society of Association Executives.
Now, Rich, you did mention the RNC in the lead up, and there is now, of course, that the convention has come and gone. We look at the impact. Okay, what kind of dollars came into the city? It's been about a month since the convention. What are we learning now?
I talked with Allison Prangy, who is the chief operating officer for the Milwaukee RNC host committee. They had a party for their thousands of volunteers who helped out during the convention over at the Pfister this past week. The RNC host committee and the Committee on Arrangements and Visit Milwaukee are still working on an economic impact study, which is going to come out this fall. But what Allison told me was it's definitely going to be positive, and you know, they met or exceeded their goals. We won't see actual dollar amounts for a while.
Switching gears, Rich Kirchen, senior reporter, Milwaukee Business Journal, with us on Wisconsin's Weekend Morning News. Closures. We have a lot of grocery options in the greater Milwaukee area. One of those is Festival Foods, and it's at least decreasing its footprint by one store.
Yeah, Festival Foods filed a layoff notice with the state of Wisconsin that they're going to close their store. It's on South 27th Street, 4800 South. It used to be a Target store, and it opened as a Festival Foods in 2021 as a third of three locations that they opened as they moved into the Milwaukee area. Festival Foods says that they're going to continue running their other stores, West Allis and Hale's Corners.
It's certainly interesting. Festival Foods, of course, a wide Wisconsin footprint, not as much in southeast Wisconsin, and it does seem that it's not going to expand, certainly, if they are decreasing their footprint.
Right, yeah, it was significant. Everybody in the grocery industry was paying attention. With Festival, which, like you said, has been growing around the state of Wisconsin, decided to move right into the heart of Metro Milwaukee, and that's not easy to do, like you said, with so many grocery options.
Switching over to transit news with Rich Kirchen from the Milwaukee Business Journal. So earlier this week, Connect 2, the planned second bus rapid transit line for the Milwaukee County Transit System, the system is delayed now due to ongoing budget issues for the county. But in a bit of good news for transit in our area, the Amtrak Borealis line, the new addition to Amtrak running through the state, appears after a month to be actually turning a profit, which is early. We want to stress it's early, but that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's called the Amtrak Borealis. And yeah, they did their first, it started May 21st, but the first full month of service was June. And they said that they did, it was above break even, at least on an operating basis, $1.9 million in revenue. And ridership was 19,400 in June. And that line goes from Chicago to Milwaukee on up into the Twin Cities with stops in between.
I was one of those 19,000 in June. I rode it from Minneapolis back down, technically St. Paul, but back down to Milwaukee on a trip I made to the Twin Cities recently. And I'll say this about the Borealis. One thing I loved about it versus other Amtrak lines, Wi-Fi.
Ah.
It is a big deal because
yes.
a lot of the Empire Builder, another train that runs through here,
mm-hmm.
no Wi-Fi.
Really?
Awful.
Well,
so
yes.
this was actually, it was quite a nice ride.
It's an upgrade.
Milwaukee Business Journal's Rich Kirchen with us on Wisconsin's Weekend Morning News. All right, Rich, let's wrap things up with some positive development news. First, we go to Racine County and Caledonia, where a country club is going to be getting a bit of a makeover in terms of how that space is used.
Right. South Hills Country Club, which for decades has operated in Caledonia, drawn golfers from throughout southeast Wisconsin. They did close in 2023, and there have been a number of proposals over the years to redevelop that. Now there's one that's moving ahead. It's a national developer talking about spending $440 million to create an industrial park that ultimately will create 2,000 jobs once companies move in there. 3.8 million square feet on 220 acres, so a major new industrial park in Caledonia. The Village signed a development agreement with Ashley Capital.
And as we talk about repurposing facilities, I don't know if I've seen any more of that happening in our area than old malls or old structures being converted to pickleball facilities. And it seems we've got another one of those planned in South Milwaukee.
Yes, it's on Chicago Avenue, and most recently was an indoor soccer facility. Now the plans are for something called the Premier Pickleball Center. It's a developer from Franklin who plans to build 12 pickleball courts with barriers in between each court. $2.5 million project. They're saying that this is going to become a private club kind of arrangement for pickleball players.
Rich, are you a pickleballer yourself?
I have yet to pick up a pickleball or a pickleball paddle.
I won't tell Vince Vetrano. He would be scoffing at that. I will say, in terms of pickleball, the courts that are under $794, right by the public market, I walk by all the time. Our studios are pretty close, so I can go get lunch over there. And I'll say that even 11:30 noon on a random Wednesday, there are people just playing pickup matches. So it seems the hype has not died down yet.
Right, for sure. It's one of the hottest new athletic activities that's happened the last few years.
Senior reporter at the Milwaukee Business Journal, Rich Kirchen, with us on Wisconsin's Weekend Morning News for the Business Journal Week in Review. Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Adam.